Any question?
Yes, of course.
Yes, I've heard that in Vladivostok, this is an especially well observed. So I would encourage all of you to participate to the fullest extent this year. This is a wonderful opportunity to distribute the holy name to the population of this city. And a wonderful opportunity for you all to work cooperatively and to extend yourselves, do something extra. We are still not such a big group of persons. But there is such a big amount of people who are completely, you know, immersed in sense gratification out there. So we definitely, you know, need to make a very big effort to reach as many people as possible. So the holy name is the means by which people can be delivered from illusion. So therefore, that will be a great service to Gauranga. If you make this event very successful. Any more questions? There may be, you know, a variety of reasons why a person doesn't have or can't develop strong faith. He may be attached to various kinds of other philosophies. Or in the Bhagavad Gita, actually, in one purport, Prabhupada says that he may have followed before some kind of spiritual processes, but not attained any satisfaction. So therefore, he may think that also devotional service will not bring him the real satisfaction or real goal of life. So if a person, you know, he's trying to practice devotional service, if he studied, reads other books which are, you say, like Mayavadi books, that can spoil his spiritual life. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hoi Sharvanash, that if you listen to the Mayavadi commentaries, or, you know, books with that kind of Mayavadi ideas in them, then everything will be destroyed, your spiritual life will be spoiled. Or a person may be too much attached to sense gratification. Or else he's too attached to keeping the association of persons who are attached to sense gratification. You know, so there may be a variety of reasons, you know, why his determination and faith in Krishna consciousness doesn't develop, because he's not really practicing the process properly. But if a person is following strictly in the proper association, then he should develop a taste, higher taste.
Когда человек следует этому процессу в обществе преданных, тогда у него уже развивается высший вкус.
So it's by that practical experience that his faith becomes strengthened.
И именно благодаря его практическому опыту укрепляется его вера.
See, because, I mean, it's not just something theoretical. You have to actually feel that purification and development of Krishna consciousness in your own life.
Сознание Кришны не какая-то теоретическая вещь. Вы должны практически чувствовать это понимание, веру, вкус в своей жизни.
So that makes you convinced, yes, this is a, you know, wonderful process, and it's enabling me to rise above the influence of the modes of material nature. Yeah.
Как можно вот эти качества перенести?
He said that according to the maxims of Chanakya Pandit, the donkey has three qualities. First of all, ability to carry the load, no matter how heavy it is. And then, you know, his ability to tolerate cold and heat. And the third one is that he is always satisfied. And Srila Prabhupada was always criticizing people of Kali Yuga for their life as a donkey. And his question, I don't understand exactly, but something like, how can people who join spiritual path can change this donkey-like qualities?
How they can change a donkey-like mentality?
Как люди могут изменить это ослинное настроение, это мышление? Вот эти качества слова?
Да. Способность нести тяжелую ношу.
Как при этом скрыть?
Да. Потом я беспокойно.
Я понял.
So, he asked him how these three donkey-like qualities can be engaged in devotional service. How these three abilities?
What were they again? Say them again.
Ability to carry, you know, the load, no matter how heavy it is. Mm-hmm. Ability to tolerate heat and cold, and ability to be always satisfied.
Well, if you're fixed in Krishna consciousness and, you know, you study the books and you develop your understanding of Krishna, and you're always happy in devotional service, then you can be satisfied. and you can tolerate difficulties,
and
you can, you know, do big work, take a lot of responsibility. But in an intelligent way. You see, with understanding and devotion. Not that you just have to be, you know, beaten like a donkey.
Хорошо, а какой тут минимальный уровень неудовлетворения вообще?
Что?
Ну, минимальный уровень мы когда занимаемся преданным служением, мы чувствуем какое-то неудовлетворение. Какой уровень этот неудовлетворенности вообще допускается?
Допускается. Sometimes when we do our devotional service, we cannot feel, you know, full satisfaction. So what is that acceptable meaning of dissatisfaction?
Well, main thing is, you know, you go on steadily with the process. Keep chanting your rounds, keep following the principles. And, you know, even if there is, you know, some restlessness or dissatisfaction, don't pay much attention to that. Just keep on, you know, steadily in the association of devotees doing devotional service. You know, dissatisfaction, this created because of different kinds of hankerings, material hankerings. But if you keep yourself, you know, fully engaged and fixed in devotional service, gradually those, you know, the disturbance created by those material hankerings can be reduced and reduced. And also we shouldn't, you know, be thinking so much our own satisfaction or dissatisfaction. We should be trying to think of satisfying Krishna, Krishna's representatives. So that way our mentality will adjust, and then, you know, gradually we'll get more and more satisfaction from that. I'm not going, you know, I'll answer the question that way. I'm not going to say there's some minimal level of whatever.
Yeah. Вы духовный учитель бхакти-йоги, я хотел бы научиться, но я настолько глуп, что я не понимаю, что такое бхакти. Вы скажите мне, пожалуйста, что это такое бхакти, как его понять?
You're a spiritual master of bhakti-yoga, and I would like to, you know, learn something from bhakti-yoga, but I'm so stupid, I can't understand what bhakti is. Can you please give me some definition of bhakti?
Bhakti means, well, it means love, devotion. And, you know, we all experience love in different ways in this world. We may have love for some person or for some place, some kind of activity. But all those, you know, different attachments in the material world are temporary. So the bhakti yoga process is a process of developing that attachment and love towards Krishna. And towards Krishna's devotees. Because Krishna, he is eternal. So when we develop that that devotion and love towards Krishna, it can go on developing endlessly. Whereas our love for things in this world or persons in this world, it will be, you know, broken at some point. So basically, that is what we mean by bhakti.
Вот в целом, что мы подразумеваем под бхакти.
Bhakti means the desire to serve and to please Krishna. To offer one's thoughts and words and deeds for his pleasure. Anyone else like to add? You like to say something? No? Anyone else? Yeah.
Если погружен в невежество, да, но хочет развить, и что делает?
Стремится.
Будет это факт.
If the person is completely merged with the ignorance and sense gratification, but still, you know, he is trying to develop, you know, some attraction to Krishna, can it be also considered a kind of bhakti?
Yes, but it's just a bhakti mixed with a mode of ignorance. It won't be pure bhakti.
Случай с этим брахманом, которого привел Шривас Пандит на киртан Господа Чайтанья. Он, увидев этот киртан, он стал чистым преданным, увидев этот киртан. И как получилось так, что, ну, то есть Кришна Бхакти пролилась на него, то есть это по милости Шриваса Пандита, или сыграло роль то, что он совершал вот эти аскезы, был достаточно восприимчивым, и так привлек внимание Кришны?
Regarding that story about the Kirtanachari who was taken to the Kirtan Lord Chaitanya, actually he got the mercy of the Lord, was it just causeless, and maybe his previous austerities, you know, played some role to become like receptive, susceptible to it, or was it just mercy of Shivas who took him over Lord Chaitanya, or was it the result that he heard Kirtan led by Lord Chaitanya?
So I think all those factors are there. I mean, the fact that he was performing austerities definitely made him pious, and it made, you know, Srivas consider that this person, you know, merits coming into the kirtan. Isn't it? So at the same time, you know, Srivas himself was, he was thinking how to, you know, how to spread the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, so that he also showed mercy upon him. And then the fact that he actually came into the kirtan and he experienced the kirtan, it's also the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So all the factors are there.
К нам на киртан часто приходят разные люди. И мы знаем, что Господь Чайтанья останавливал киртан, он не получал. И это означает ли, что мы никогда не почувствуем, так и не почувствуем блаженство настоящего киртана, поскольку разные люди постоянно есть?
Many people come, you know, to listen to our kirtans, and Lord Chaitanya didn't feel any enjoyment because just one pure brahmachari was present. So does it mean that we have no hope at all to experience, you know, any ecstasy of kirtan because so many different people come and watch and listen?
No, I think that also by Lord Chaitanya's mercy he can, you know, enable us to taste, to relish the kirtan. I mean, those were special pastimes of the Lord. I mean, it's said that Lord Chaitanya, you know, he felt something and he stopped the kirtan, but it doesn't say that the devotees that were in the kirtan weren't, you know, feeling ecstasy.
Как связаны между собой качество смирения и способность избегать оскорблений в преданном служении? И как развить первое и второе?
Как связаны между собой качество смирения и способность избегать оскорблений? И как развить первое и второе?
So how that humility and ability to avoid criticism towards other devotees are connected to each other, how can we avoid critical mentality and become humble?
Well, they are connected because if a person isn't humble, it means he's proud, and you know, if a person is proud, then he's thinking he's better than other people. So that way he criticizes others. But if he's humble, that means, you know, he thinks that himself not to be very great. So he, that way he can appreciate better the qualities of others.
Yes, how can we develop this ability to become humble and avoid critical mentality?
I think if one goes on serving sincerely, you know, he'll gain experience.
Sometimes the body starts to disturb some, you know, diseases, some pains inside the body, and her consciousness deviates from, you know, meditation and prasadam to the some, you know, bodily restlessness or inconveniences. And she thinks that, you know, the shakti spiritual potency, you know, is decreasing due to all these distractions of the mind. So she's wondering, does it really have any effect on the quality of prasadam she's distributing? How can it affect other people? There's no reason to worry.
Well, yeah, I mean, if one's consciousness isn't so good, then, you know, one wouldn't do one's service so nicely. You know, if we say cooking, then the cooking might not turn out so nice. It might not be so attractive. So, I mean, devotees actually, they should try to look after the health. I mean, not to the extent where they just, that's all they're thinking about, but I mean, at least some minimum effort should be made. No, Prabhupada used to go for a long walk every day. He also took a massage. Now, of course, that may not be practical for all of us. But somehow we could get some kind of, you know, exercise and, you know, keep healthy by, you know, eating in moderation. Say, try, you know, try to also, keep the right balance in one's life between the working and, you know, the actual service that he does and sadhana, and having enough rest and having enough exercise, and, you know, keeping the right balance. You know, in the Gita, Krishna says that a yogi is a person who is moderate in his habits of eating and sleeping and recreation. So if we keep that a good balance, then the quality of our service will be better. Of course, sometimes we might have to, you know, make some extra effort. It might be some kind of marathon situation or some special function. So we might have to extend ourselves, but I'm talking more into just a general run of things. If we do have a well-balanced program, then, you know, we will be in a position to put in a little bit extra effort if there is some special occasion.
Уже позволяет нам высвободить дополнительные ресурсы, когда мы Между собой иногда шутят. Являются ли эти шутки критикой? И если является не критикой, то как можно шутить, чтобы преданный был удовлетворен этой шуткой?
Sometimes the devotees are joking with each other, and can this joke turn into offense? And how can you be joking but still not cross the line and become offensive?
And again, it's by experience and by being Krishna conscious. I mean, the more Krishna conscious a person is, then the more his behavior will be satisfying to others. And he'll be able to, joke also in such a way that it's kind of pleasing or encouraging to others. Devotional service for many years, still, reactive to some degree, and they look like to be still under the influence of the mode of material nature, and their character maybe doesn't change so much, and they just, still keep the same, have the same character as they had many years before. So he's wondering why this change doesn't take place. But it's a gradual process. And different devotees may, progress at different speeds. But after all, we've only been practicing devotional service for a few days or months or years. Life is eternal. So it might take a while. We have to be patient. But, if you look in a positive way, I think you can see that, so many devotees have advanced and they have made a lot of changes in their lives. Doesn't necessarily mean that they, wouldn't be able to cooperate together in Krishna consciousness. If they're pure devotees, they would be able to contact, they would be able to cooperate together in Krishna consciousness. But they're particular natures might not, you know, bring them very closely into contact with each other. I mean, everybody's got their own, you know, particular nature, and some people, you know, they naturally kind of, you know, they'll be attracted to work together. They have certain type of character that just, you know, kind of clicks, right? They may have certain, you know, type of interests which bring them closer together. You see, so then, you know, so we see that in the world. I mean, even among devotees, our friendships are formed among certain kinds of devotees. But even if, you know, devotees are not drawn together in that way, say certain devotees are not drawn together in that way to work very closely together, if they're very, you know, serious, advanced devotees, in whatever contact they have, they'll be able to remain Krishna conscious.
Но даже если вот такого естественного притяжения друг к другу не происходит, не соединяет свои деятельности друг друга, тем не менее, это серьезные учителя и преданные, они смогут во всех своих делах отношения сохранить от одной Кришны.
Не могли бы вы рассказать немного об опыте других храмов в вашей зоне? Как там организуется 24-часовое воспевание? Как там организуется?
Can you share with us some experience of the temples in your zone? How 24 hours kirtan is being organized in some of the temples?
Well, basically, I mean, the same kind of program, although I think the Vladivostok is quite exceptional. Generally, they're just having, you know, all day kirtans in a temple and in different namhattas. Yeah, that's what he's asking about. And they'll go out for Harinam. You know, a big Harinam. So I mean, that's generally how they observe it. But you know, you've obviously developed it into, you know, kind of big public festival. So I can recommend your style to them.
Вы бы не могли вспомнить какой-нибудь из вашей жизни яркий запоминающий случай на санкиртане
рассказать?
Long time ago. Of course, I guess everything that we're doing is Sankirtan. I think it was very interesting when we first went to Bangladesh. Because people were really keen to get the books. And, you know, the way we would preach there and still do is that we go to temples and in the different parts of the country and we make public programs. And huge, you know, numbers of people would come because somehow there are so many people there that the message would spread and, you know, from miles and miles around, hundreds and thousands of people would come. Hundreds and thousands, not hundreds of thousands, but some thousands, usually some thousands of people, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5. So we would set up book table for selling the books. then a people would be gathering around the book table. And there'd be such a rush that usually they would knock over the table. And the books might just disappear. So we used to have to, you know, keep the books inside a locked room. Yeah. And but usually they had like windows, you know, you could open them. They have some bars on the windows. So like that, the devotees would then they would distribute the books through the bars of the window. The people had to queue up and. So like that, there's such an enthusiasm to get Srila Prabhupada's books. Okay, so I think finish here.